What does the Vinaya set as the standard for personal hygiene? Bathing, cleaning, clothes, shaving in monastic life. Specifically, how often should one bathe, shave? Is the use of deodorant within the purview of the Vinaya? The Buddha dealt with everything. right down to sort of nose hairs and ear hairs. What are these? We had them. What did they say it looked like? Was some sort of yucca or something? With the
goblin.
A goblin. Was it?
Yeah. Goblin.
Because covers the sort of nose hairs sort of growing out. So they have trim those nose hairs. You're looking like a goblin. The Buddha was, besides these incredible teachings on liberation and sort of ultimate emptiness, blah, 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 the standard for personal hygiene, eating, walking, sitting, moving, interacting, keeping things patched. Our robes. If I get a hole in my robe, because we have to determine them for use. So that if I get a hole in my robe, then that robe is no longer considered a robe. It's just a piece of cloth that doesn't have a clear determination as my robe. So then I need to patch that and then redetermine it for its proper function, before the next dawn, I need to patch. If I get a hole, I need to patch. The ways of eating and not making noise, not slurping, the Buddha just sort of covered everything. And a part of it was his own. I remember one time when I did a tudong in India, which is just walking as an alms mendicant by myself, or I was by myself at the time. Ajahn Jayasaro and I went together, and then we walked for a while, and then he went off in another direction, and then. This was at Bodh Gaya, and this Kshatriya, who's from the warrior caste, which is what the same caste that the Buddha was born in, and he'd been watching me for days, and finally came up and started talking to me, and was saying you do things just like I've been trained to do, so it was really interesting because in the noble warrior caste, they receive a training, and so that the Buddha used much of his own, say, standard of etiquette and good conduct to set as a standard for the monastics, how we lived and how we look after ourselves and how our deportment and areas, and certainly around just the areas of even of cleanliness and whatnot, because it was to a certain degree it was a radical thing to have all these different castes living together, and so there needed to be a standard that was not you know, that did give a sense of confidence and inspiration to other members of the culture and society, particularly the sort of the ruling noble classes, as well as the sort of the Brahmins, who were the kind of the religious kind of holders of the religious stakes, so that you know, there is a fairly comprehensive standards and training in all the areas of our life.